This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, my dearest brothers and sisters in Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. In tonight's Taraweeh, we went through several surahs, as is the case when you get to the latter part of the Quran. And the surahs contained stories, and that's what I wanted to touch on. The Quran and stories in the Quran, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in the Quran in different ways, and one of these ways is through storytelling. But not just when we say storytelling, we don't mean fictional pieces of information. They're called stories, but they're actually a type of biography, really, of a life of a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or someone that was wise, or someone that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved, and they did something in their life, in their lives, that should be a means for us to take note of and to learn from. So there's no fiction, it's real life events. And the most often repeated story in the Quran, no doubt, is the story of Musa alayhi salam with Banu Israel, and Musa alayhi salam with Harun alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam with Fir'aun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in different surahs, sometimes touching on the same thing but using different words, showing us the beauty of the Quran and how it's impossible to replicate. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the story of Musa not citing the same incidents, but different incidents. And sometimes we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala zooming into specific incidents. And if you just take note of the stories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places in surahs, you see how relevant the stories are to the theme of the surah, or to the overall objectives of the surah, right? And as I said, sometimes Allah zooms into a particular focus in the life of the person, because in that piece of that person's life is a direct lesson that helps us understand better what the surah aims to achieve, or the learning objective of that surah, and the actionable objectives of that surah. I'll give you an example. For example, if you look in Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions just one story. And it's not an entire story, meaning it's not a story related to the entire life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rather, it's a very specific sort of mention, talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam with his father and what he said to his father. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about how Ibrahim alayhi salam tried to instigate thought in his people when he was with them, by saying when he saw the stars that this must be my Lord. But when the moon came out and was bigger, he says, no, the star can't be my Lord, the moon must be my Lord. And then when the moon went away and the sun came, he said, the sun must be the Lord, the sun's bigger and brighter. But then when the sun went, he says, how can my Lord come and go? Indeed, that my Lord is the one who created all of this. So, and if you look at Surah Al-An'am has been described as the biggest surah in the Quran about Tawheed. Belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His oneness. So this is the theme of Surah Al-An'am. And then when we look at this part of the story that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cites, we see it directly related to the concept of Tawheed. Allah doesn't tell us any other part from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. For example, in Surah Safat, Allah tells us another part of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he saw the dream about him and his son and what he should do, and then how he fulfilled the instructions of the dream, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave him an alternative to Ismail in the ram. So Allah tells us about Ibrahim in that surah, citing a different part of his life, but focusing on a particular area of the story of his life, Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the stories of the Quran have functions of definitely, number one, allowing us to learn from history, learn from the lives of the best that lived before us, learn from events of the past. Allah tells us stories of the lives of the worst, the followers of the prophets, and what happened to them when they didn't listen. right? So Allah tells us this to learn and take note of history. So this is one of the wisdoms of having stories in the Quran. That firstly teaches us the importance of history and how history is a lesson for us. And if we look in the Quran, we find several actual surahs named after historical events, like Suratul Baqarah, like Suratul Kahf. It's named after historical events. Yusuf, Surah Yusuf, a whole surah named after Yusuf alayhi salam, and the beginning to the end of the surah pretty much is about the life of Yusuf alayhi salam and his father and his brothers. So surahs have been named after historical events to further teach us, subhanallah, how important it is to learn from history. Also, one of the other functions of the stories in the Quran is to give us, should I say, a type of intellectual break, or to create a type of intellectual difference in how we seek knowledge and how we learn. And this is a lesson for those who teach and for parents who bring up their children, that we should be dynamic in our approach when we teach our children. Sometimes teach them directly through instruction, sometimes teach them through stories and positive stories, and if you can, even better, real life events. And another reason for us to go back into history, because in history you learn real life events. So the Quran teaches us like this through instruction, and sometimes Allah then teaches us the lesson through a story. Through a story. And it is said that once the companions were with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this mention is related to Surah Yusuf, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would instruct them and instruct them and instruct them. Then they said, "Lo qasas talana," that if you told us, can you tell us some stories? And then Allah revealed, "Nahnu naqussu alayka ahsan al-qasas," which is the ayah at the beginning of Surah Yusuf. Allah revealed, "We revealed to you the best of stories." Then Allah revealed through stories. And then they, when they listened to stories, they said, if you could give us a heart rendering sort of reminder. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَخْشَ إِنَّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ. When Allah says that those who believe and their hearts shiver and jump out of those who believe and their hearts are content when they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where the hearts find rest and contentment. So here we see another angle in terms of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us through instruction, sometimes through stories, and sometimes through heart rendering reminders, those reminders that give you that iman boost. It's not wrong to have an iman boost, but we shouldn't make all our learning all about iman boosts, because transformation requires effort, right? After you learn, the objective of knowledge is to put it into practice. It's not just to know it in your head. And sometimes if you learn something in a particular way, you become immune to it. But if you be dynamic in the approach, as the Quran does for us, then you always excited to learn more. Anyway, I just wanted to share with you for this particular evening some wisdoms regarding the stories, because in today's Taraweeh we went through the stories in more than one surah throughout the Taraweeh in different ways, as I mentioned, but related to the same prophets. Barakallahu feekum. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Remember me in your dua. Salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.